It's the career segment on the learning curve. And yes, alhamdulillah, for the past 3 weeks and starting the fourth week, we've had different professionals come on here, alhamdulillah, and tell us more about what their professions are about, or what their careers are about. And today, alhamdulillah, we have with us Brother Yasin Mulla, an ex-matriculant of La Nation Muslim School. Brother Yasin also studied chemistry as well as chemical engineering at Wits University, and he's completed in 2018. He currently works for Eskom at the Duva Power Station, and it gives us great pleasure to welcome him onto Radio Islam. Brother Yasin, Jazakallah for your time. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah for having me.
Yes, we really appreciate your time. We're going to go straight into it. Brother Yasin, tell us, what's chemical engineering about for someone that's in grade 9, someone that's in matric, they don't know where to start? Maybe just a brief description of what is chemical engineering about.
Sure. So chemical engineers are basically process engineers. So chemical engineering, it's the study of converting raw materials into valuable products using physical or chemical means. So basically, chemical engineers design chemical processes, and we also look at how feasible they are. So like, if you look at like everything around you, like you know, your hand soaps and your shampoos and like basically almost everything around you, like chemicals, our fuel, medicines, foods, drinks, toiletries, detergents, fertilizers, they all require processes to be made, and these processes are designed and maintained by chemical engineers. So that's basically what we do. Even water and electricity, so like water treatment plants are designed by chemical engineers, and Eskom's plants are also designed by chemical engineers. So basically almost everything around you.
Perfect. And Brother Yasin, tell us, you know, if a learner wants to do this particular career, what are some of the subjects that they will need to choose in grade 9 for this
degree? So in school, for chemical engineering, because it's engineering, you need to be choosing maths and science. And English is also important, but almost all of our schools in Indonesia do English. Mm-hmm. So the main subjects are maths and science.
Awesome. And so maths and science would be compulsory. Would life sciences be compulsory as well? Or is that maybe like what we would say, a sub-subject?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say life sciences okay. is compulsory. Just pure maths and physical science.
Awesome. So someone that's now already chosen that subject, and maybe they're interested in going into chemical engineering, what's the admission points required for them to get into the specific field? And also at the same time, what's the numbers or the average number of students or learners a university takes per year?
So so for chemical engineering, you would need about 42 APS points at first.
Okay.
And the subjects, as we said, maths and science and English, I would recommend you get a B and above, so that you can stand a good chance of getting in. Mm. And in terms of like numbers, I would say the chemical engineering class is about 250 students, more or less.
Okay.
About that much, yeah. And then, so I did like a more specialized course called chemistry with chemical engineering. So you do a three-year degree in chemistry, and then you do a two-year further degree in chemical engineering. So for that specific course, you need 43 APS points and above.
So just one question on that note. So when you graduated, did you actually graduate with two different degrees?
Yes. So after the first 3 years, I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in chemistry.
Okay.
And then after the 5 years, I graduated with a chemical engineering degree. So, yes, two different graduations.
Alhamdulillah, that's wonderful. And currently, knowing that you're working at the Eskom Power Station, can you describe to us what's your typical working day like?
Sure. So, basically, like, what the engineers at Eskom do, because the plant is already designed at Eskom, you wouldn't be designing a plant from scratch.
Okay.
But what you would be doing is you'd be maintaining the current plant. And if modifications need to be made, like if we encounter a problem, a persisting problem, then we need to do some modifications. And when that happens, then we need to design a system that will, like, you know, solve the problem.
Okay, so yeah, it wouldn't be, we can't blame you guys for the load shedding, etc. to say, you know what's going on at the power station.
But, I get a lot of comments about that. As you can imagine.
Yeah, the tough life, that's what we would call it. But I have seen you being at the Dhuva power station, which is Eskom's, so you say you might experience some type of issues. What would be the issues that a chemical engineer would assist with? Understanding that maybe our learners wouldn't know what parts you guys would assist with. Maybe can you guys maybe give us a scenario as to what it would be about?
Well, it's not anything specific. It's like more like, let's look at, for instance, the water treatment plant at Dhuva Power Station. So in order to produce electricity, we need to purify the water to demineralized water.
Okay.
So basically, there's the entire process that we treat our water so that we can send it to our boilers, and our boilers make our steam turns, our turbines, and that generates our electricity. Mm-hmm. So, like, in almost every aspect of the plant we can assist with, one being the water treatment plant, like you need to dose the water with certain chemicals, how much of the chemicals do you need to dose. It just depends. It's actually quite broad. Chemical engineering is quite broad.
Mm. And in terms of the scope in this particular degree, how would you describe it as? Is it something easy, difficult to get a job?
I would say, you know, with our job market in South Africa, it's quite difficult to get a job with almost anything. But there is always, like, things being manufactured, and those things need chemical engineers. So I would say that there is scope for chemical engineering in South Africa, as well as abroad.
Mm. And before we get to the money part, Brother Yassin, someone that studied chemical engineering, they might have gotten a degree from Eskom. How many years would you have to work for them before you actually start getting paid? Or do you get paid even though you might have had a bursary with them?
So, yeah, I did have a bursary with Eskom and Shukr. They paid for my entire studies. They did require a 2-year working period.
Okay.
But it is a paid internship.
Mm.
So it's not that it's unpaid or anything. It's just that you have to work a certain amount of years for them in order to somewhat pay back your bursary.
Okay, awesome stuff. So coming now to money and with money talks, tell us what would be the average salary that a chemical engineer would be getting or starting off with, and how can they move their way up, or what would be what we would say like now average, someone that has a few years experience, what would be the average salary then?
So it depends on actually quite a lot of factors. Like the first thing is where you work.
Okay.
Like there's a lot of chemical engineers that work in industry, but there's also a lot of other industries that employ engineers, such as like the consulting companies, like banking companies, accounting firms, even software companies employ engineers. So it just depends which industry you'll be working in.
Mm.
But I would say in the engineering industry, you're looking at a starting salary of between 20,000 and 25,000,
okay,
more or less. It just depends. And then if you're going into consulting, which is not engineering at all, you can be looking at a starting salary of like around 35,000.
Okay, awesome stuff. Those that was us here behind the scenes, actually, the eyes lit up. They're like, we should have gone into chemical engineering.
Not some
like
engineering.
In industry, your salary depends a lot on your experience. So obviously, the more experience you have, you can demand a greater salary.
Mm, awesome stuff. Brother Yassin, Jalakla, so much. We really appreciate it. Our listeners appreciate your input. And, inshallah, this will assist someone that might be a bit confused. They don't know if they should go into it or they shouldn't. But, really, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam International.
Jazakallah for having me. Pleasure.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
That was Brother Yassin Mullah, an ex-matriculant of Lanesha Muslim School. Hafiz Hanzala also studied chemistry as well as chemical engineering at WITS, and it took him 5 years for both of the degrees together, and he completed in 2018. He currently works at Eskom at the Dhuva Power Station, and he's not the one that's causing load shedding.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask him if we could have given out his number, you know.
Yeah.
In the event, if any of our listeners have problem, we know who to contact.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when they say technicians are on duty,
yeah,
or on site, then we thought maybe he's like he's one of those ones.
Yeah, but he has clarified it that he's not the one handling the situation.
He's sorting out the water issue at Eskom. Yeah, Jazakallah so much. We really appreciate his time. And yeah, it's what do we say, Vizantara? Now we're winding down. It's the final week of the learning curve, and something to look forward to as we go towards the end of it.
Yeah, definitely, Numan. And alhamdulillah, you know, it's been wonderful during this lockdown period on the learning curve where we've been covering so many different careers. You know, earlier on we mentioned or we had a discussion where we said basically majority of our big fields we covered. And, you know, with the interactions from our various listeners who requested different careers, we took into consideration, alhamdulillah, when it came to the engineering field, we actually covered them. And even in the BSc or the medical field, as well as the BCom, the BA. So it's been wonderful, and alhamdulillah, before we're going to end off this program, we're going to try and cover this entire career or this learning segment, or the career segment instead, from a very different approach, and inshallah, we're hoping that our listeners out there are going to greatly benefit from this.
Yeah, Harizandala, quickly, in a few seconds, so far, if someone does want to get the recordings, it is on SoundCloud, on Radio Islam International's account, and you'll find all the recordings there, inshallah, if you just type in learning curve, Radio Islam. So the ones we've covered so far is civil engineering, medicine, accounting, architecture, journalism, dentistry, occupational therapy, podiatry, aviation, speech and hearing, law, quantity surveying, graphic designing, pharmacy, as well as there was one more that we covered, chiropractic. And then today we covered a chemical engineer. Tomorrow we're going to be, inshallah, speaking to an optometrist. So yeah, a lot of them, alhamdulillah, we've covered. So you can say you're a bit confused as to where to go into. You've got your career guidance and you may go onto our Radio Islam SoundCloud account and inshallah, you will get all your information there.
Yeah, and you know the nice part about this is no matter what your APS points are, you know what, your sub, you know, your percentage might be at this moment in time. Don't lose hope. And just remember that there's so many different types of faculties you could possibly consider going into. It doesn't always have to be BCom or BSc. You know, there are options in the BA field.
Sure.
And that could also definitely work. Like we had the lawyer, you know, talking from a general perspective.
Definitely, indeed. Hafizanzallah, Jazakallah so much for that. Yes, tomorrow is physical sciences as well as in the field we're having an optometrist. So something to look forward to as well from 3 to 4 p.m. inshallah. Jazakallah from myself, Man Panchwaya, Hafizanzallah Hafiji, Brother Shoaib Haji. Assalamu alaikum. Wa barakatuh.